Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Okay, so there's been some breaking news on Friday, August 12th. Minnesota Vikings quarterback Kirk Cousins has tested positive for COVID-19, which means he is going to miss the first preseason game against the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. And that means either Sean Mannion or Kellen Mond will be the starting quarterback, and both of those quarterbacks will get plenty of reps against the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday. Now, I don't know if Kirk Cousins was planning to play on Sunday or not. If I was the Minnesota Vikings, I would not play Kirk Cousins on Sunday. There is no value in preseason games for notable starters like Kirk Cousins, for top-tier quarterbacks like Kirk Cousins. Preseason games are perfect for backup quarterbacks like Sean Mannion and Kellen Mond. One, because the Minnesota Vikings don't know what they have in either one of those quarterbacks. Two, there is a chance that a starter will miss a game. And if a starter is going to miss a game, every game is valuable in the NFL. And you need to know who you have as a backup quarterback. Kirk Cousins missed last year against the Green Bay Packers late in the season. And Sean Mannion came in and played like crap. The Minnesota Vikings offense looked like a shell of itself. And people blame Kirk Cousins for not getting the COVID-19 vaccine and for testing positive for COVID-19. But Sean Mannion was vaccinated and still tested positive that same season. So whether or not you're vaccinated or unvaccinated isn't a big deal. Plus, the CDC just changed the recommendations for the millionth time, saying that the vaccinated or unvaccinated, they're all the same. That's basically what the CDC said in their latest recommendations this week. Honestly, Kirk Cousins testing positive for COVID-19 this early in training camp is the best scenario for the Minnesota Vikings. I would rather have Kirk Cousins testing positive for COVID-19 a few days before preseason game number one than Kirk Cousins testing positive for COVID-19 in week one or week two or week three. COVID-19 is still around. People are still testing positive, obviously. So the fact that Kirk tested positive now gets it out of the way for a while. This is a great thing for the Minnesota Vikings. Not only because Kirk Cousins got COVID out of the way for a while, but now they can finally get a good look to see what Sean Mannion and Kellen Mond bring. And they don't bring much. They're not going to need a long look at Mannion or Mond to understand that both of those guys suck. After week one in the preseason, they can look at quarterbacks on the market. They can look at who's available, bring somebody in, get a viable backup quarterback that's not Mond or Mannion that can service Kirk Cousins in a backup role. I know Kirk Cousins loves him some Mannion in the quarterback room, but that's got to be the most overrated thing in the history of sports. Really? Kirk Cousins and Sean Mannion in the quarterback's room? I'm sure he's wise. I'm sure he makes good points, and maybe he'll be a future head coach or offensive coordinator in the league one day. But a quarterback room's quarterback. I would rather have a viable backup option than a backup quarterback that's only good in the quarterback room. Because we've seen what Mannion can do. And Mond must not be much better because reports out of training camp are awful. I remember earlier this year when O'Connell got the position as the head coach of the Minnesota Vikings, he praised Kellen Mond. He said, Kellen's having a good spring so far, working incredibly hard, digesting the system. He made a couple of checks yesterday at the line of scrimmage that he wasn't prepared play-by-play for. He just instinctively did it. Those are the little things that you look for. This is spring ball. Kevin O'Connell knew that Mike Zimmer was not a nice head coach to Kellen Mond. So he was trying to compliment him, trying to set a new tone around the building, trying to give him a little bit of confidence oozing from his soul. But Judd Zolgad on Twitter tweeted, Mannion and Mond both showing why the Vikings need to get a real backup quarterback. Mond has been sacked 3 times in team drills and fumbled another snap under center, which has been a big problem for Mond. If nothing else, call Blake Bortles. He knows the system. And honestly, the producer for Score North, Declan Goff, the executive producer, I should say, we used to co-host a show together at St. Cloud State called Skinny and Lengthy. And he wanted the Vikings to draft Blake Bortles. He even had a slogan for him. Jump in the lake for Blake. Jump in the lake for Blake. I wanted Johnny Manziel. We disagreed on that one, like many other topics. It's a great show. It's a fun show. Declan, he's got so much talent as the executive producer at Score North. And I knew that he had that talent from day one working with him. Anyway, another topic. It's like, I think about these competition battles. There's currently a competition battle at center. Looks like there's a competition battle between Ingram and another offensive lineman. And there's a competition battle between Mannion and Mond. And what competition battles tell me is that there's no real good player to choose from at that position. Competition battles tell me that that place, that area on the Vikings roster is a weak spot. It's not like the Vikings are choosing between Joe Montana and Steve Young, two Hall of Fame quarterbacks on the roster at the same time. You're choosing between Mannion and Mond, Bradbury and Davis. Competition battles, what that tells me is that you have a big hole in that area on your team, and that needs to be improved. Thank you for listening to the Minnesota Tim Podcast. Follow the Minnesota Tim Podcast wherever you listen. Rate and review the podcast. I would greatly appreciate that. Thank you for tuning in.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.